Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. So let me ask you this. When's the last time you took a long look at your artist statement? Did you close a file months ago thinking you were done with it? Yeah, right. Think again. Your statement has the potential to be one of your strongest promotional tools. A well-written statement empowers you. And the process of writing or perfecting your artist statement is a chance to clarify your thoughts. It helps you define your art before someone else does that for you. Here are 5 tips for honing your artist statement. 1. Whittle down your statement to a maximum of 2 paragraphs, knowing that our attention spans are much shorter these days than they used to be. 2. Your statement should reflect your current direction, particularly what's unique about the methods and materials you use to create your work. Don't include anything about your influences or your past lives in your statement. Just talk about where you're going and what you want viewers to take away. You want readers to focus on the future and where you're headed, not the long story about how you got to where you are right now. 3. Allow time between your draft and editing of the draft. I know this is hard because you often are facing a deadline and you need to get your statement out, but it's always a good idea to step away from your writing for at least a few hours to see it with fresh eyes. It's too easy to get bogged down in the language and miss the message. 4. In the editing process, look to eliminate redundancy as well as descriptions and sentences that could be applied to any old artist's work. You're seeking the right words that describe your artistic contribution. 5. Above all, and this is key, your statement should compel readers to look at your art. If it doesn't do that, it hasn't done its job. Your statement has failed if people read the words you've written and then go on to the next artist without being intrigued enough to look at your work again. Final word, your statement should be organic. Allow it to grow and change. You wouldn't allow your artwork to stagnate, would you? Likewise, using old words to describe new ideas just doesn't make sense. Get that statement out and start honing it. If you need further help with your artist statement, there's a whole chapter on writing the artist statement in my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion. You can find that at idratherbeinthestudio.com. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.